hymn books and sing "There's Power in the Blood." Let's sing all four verses. "There's Power in the Blood."
Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you of evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Excuse me, I don't know about you, but I'm coughing a little bit. All right, everybody clear their throats and then sing the second. On the second.
Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. The precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Sorry I missed the words there. I went straight to the fourth verse because, you know, as Baptists, we always forget the third. So I completely forgot about the third verse. But let's sing the fourth. On the fourth.
Would you do service for Jesus your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily his praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Well, what a difference a week makes. I've been a little bit chilly here this morning. Well, what we'd like to do this morning is look around, shake everybody's hands, find somebody that you might not know, and tell them. No, never mind. Just tell them you're glad to hear. I was going to say, tell them you're going to buy them steak dinner, ice cream or something of that nature, or maybe they have something funny on the side of their head. No, don't tell them that. Anyway, make everybody feel welcome.
Thank you.
Well, we are thankful that you're here this morning, and in that spirit of thankfulness, let's turn to page 328. We're going to fit in this song, "Thank You, Lord." You may not need the words, but let's sing about thankfulness.
Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul.
sing all three verses. Come and dine.
Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. With his manna he doth feed and supplies our every need. Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine.
On the second,
the disciples came to land, thus obeying Christ's command. For the Master called to them, oh, come and dine. There they found their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire. Thus he satisfies the hungry every time. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Soon the Lamb will take his bride to be ever at his side. All the host of heaven will assemble be. Sight, all the saints in spotless white, and with Jesus they will feast eternally. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine.
You may be seated.
Gentlemen, if you'll get ready to receive this morning's offering, take your place. My way. Wonderful. That didn't quite see last week for individual class parties and everything. So go back to the back foyer and pick one up and see where you fall in on that one. So please pray for the preacher. He's out of town this week. He's in Idaho. And I happened to look on the map this morning, and they were just a few degrees cooler than we were here this morning. I mean, they was freezing, but not by much. And so I'm sure they've seen some beautiful country up there. Let's pray. Lord bless us.
has passed away, and earthly thrones and kingdoms fall, when men who hear refuse to pray on rocks and hills and mountains clock. God's love so pure shall still endure.
Well, as I've mentioned, Brother Turner is out of town. He's up there in Sandpoint, Idaho this morning, and went up there to, I guess, to dedicate their new building getting ready to be in. He's excited about it. There's a young work up there. How long has he been gone now? A year? Right about a year. And they've expanded, and things are going well. And it's exciting to hear the reports that's coming back from up there. So he's up there enjoying enjoying themselves up there. And so he's asked Brother Asim to speak for him today. Brother Asim blesses my heart every time I hear him. If you've not had a chance to sit down and hear his own personal testimony, you need to sit down with him and hear. And it's some good stuff. So Brother Asim, go ahead.
Good morning, everyone.
Good
morning. Just so good to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
I'm blessed and I'm thankful for this opportunity. Please open your Bible, the book of Acts, chapter 9. The book of Acts, chapter 9. We are so thankful for the Lord for Brother Shepherd's ministry, and we thank God for all the faithfulness of the new members of his church and the way the Lord has blessed them. It's so wonderful. It's encouraging for us. And we are so blessed to hear that they are having a dedication of the building. Please pray for Pastor and for his safe travel back also. If I could share something, and I was thinking the first time, you already knew that I was a Muslim for 30 years of my life. Muslims hate when someone says that Jesus is the Son of God. So Lord put in my heart that I should say something or share something about Jesus, the Son of God. How it changed my heart. Amen. So, please, let's read together the book of Acts, chapter 9. We'll read verse 1 to 20. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven, and he fell to the earth, and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand, and brought him into Damascus. And he was there, he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of the Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth, and hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in, and putting his hand on him, that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priest to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, hath sent me, that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith, and rose and was baptized. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples, which were at Damascus. And straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, I am unworthy, Please make me worthy by cleansing me, Lord. I my own an empty vessel, Master. Let your Holy Spirit take full control of me and give me the words you want me to speak, Lord. Lord, you know the needs of all these hearts, Lord, sitting here, Lord. Lord, we need you. Please bless this time, Lord. We ask everything in Jesus' name. I came from a Muslim background. I would like to share a few beliefs of some other religions, what they believe about the Lord Jesus Christ. In Judaism, Jesus was Mary's son. Jesus was a teacher. Jesus had many disciples. Jesus was respected. Jesus was a miracle worker. Jesus claimed to be the Messiah. Jesus was crucified on the cross. Jesus' followers reported he rose from the dead. Then here are some of the Islam's beliefs. Jesus was born of a virgin. Jesus was to be revered. Jesus was a prophet. Jesus was a wise teacher. Jesus was a miracle worker. He was ascended to heaven. He will come again. Some of the Ahmadiyya sect, they are also Muslim. Jesus may have been born of virgin. Jesus was a prophet. He was a wise teacher. He was a miracle worker. He was crucified on the cross. Then the Baha'i, they say, Jesus came from God. Jesus was born of a virgin. Jesus spoke for God. Jesus was a wise teacher. Jesus had a divine and human nature. Jesus was a miracle worker. Jesus was crucified and resurrected as an atonement for humanity. Then some of the Hindus, as you already know that Hindus believe lots of gods, so it's easy for them to take another god as Jesus. So they believe that Jesus was a holy man, Jesus was a god, and Jesus was a wise teacher. The verses we have just read, isn't it beautiful? Where Paul, before his conversion, asking from God in verse 5, he says, "Who art thou, Lord?" And the first words coming out from his mouth when he accepted Lord Jesus Christ, those were, "He is the Son of God." Let's read together again. These first words came out from his mouth. Actually, he, in verse 20, he says, the Bible says, "And straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues that he is the Son of God." Here we can see that Luke wants to show us that Jesus, the Son of God, is the foundation of us being Christian. This was the foundation of Paul's ministry work. So let's see together why the Paul proclaims that Jesus was the Son of God. Because for Paul and for Luke, this point was very crucial. The first thing Paul claimed, Jesus is the Son of God after his conversion. Let's consider these four truths, that Jesus is the Son of God. And we can see how Jesus deserves this sonship. Let's read together from the book of 1 John, chapter 5, verse 12. 1 John, chapter 5, verse 12. It says, let's read from verse 11. "And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." This is truth. If we do not have Son in our life, we don't have eternal life. We cannot spend eternity with God. We cannot spend eternity with His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We need to believe that He is the Son of God. Amen. The second truth, let's read 1 John chapter 2 and verse 23. It says, whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. He that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. That is the truth. If we confess that Jesus is the Son of God, we have a faith in God the Father also. So we cannot deny that Jesus was not the Son of God. He is the Son of God. In the book of Galatians, chapter 4, verse 4 and 5, gives the foundation of all this hope. Galatians chapter 4, verse 4 and 5. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. If we believe that Jesus is the Son of God, we are the adopted sons of God. We are the children of God. Children of God. You don't know, when I was 30 years a Muslim, I had a relationship with God as a master and slave. I worshipped Him whole day, whole night, five times a day prayers. But I didn't have a relationship with Him. He was a master. I found always Himself away from me. I always tried to do my best, but I always had a fear. Will I will get heaven or not? But now, when I am believing that Jesus is the Son of God, I am the adopted son of God, and I know that if I will die today, I will go and spend my eternity with Him. Because He is the Son of God, He is sitting on the right hand of God. Let's see. Another truth, the last one. In Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. It says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. This is truth. He gave Himself for us. We were sinners. We were not worthy of that love. But God gave His Son for our sins. He loved us. He gave His Son. So it was the coming and dying of the Son that gave us the gift of adoption. We are the adopted sons of God. We are the adopted children of God. So if we believe that He is the Son of God, we believe in the Father. And if we believe that He is the Son of God, we have Him in His life, in our lives. And if we have Him in our lives, we have God in our life. And we know that when we have God the Father and God the Son in our life, when we will die, we will spend eternity with Him. Amen. That's why Paul proclaims first that Jesus is the Son of God when he got converted. It's an important question. How do we know that Jesus is the Son of God? It's very difficult for some of the other religions to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Let's read together in the book of Matthew, Chapter 11, verse 27. Book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 27, it says, "All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him." How can we know the Father? That's a biggest fact of the Christian faith. Jesus is the Son of God. And no other religion in the world except that Jesus is the Son of God. Let me share with you, how do I come to know that Jesus is the Son of God? I told you I was a devout Muslim. When I was 5 years old, excuse me, when I was 5 years old, my father actually helped me to recite a surah. It's the smallest surah you can say. It consists of 4 verses, and every Muslim have to learn it by heart. Every Muslim have to learn by heart few surahs so that they can recite those surahs in every prayer. So this surah is one of the shortest surah of the Quran, and most of the Muslims children, they learn it first. It consists of 4 verses only. And when I grew up, I was reading this surah in the prayer, because this is the shortest surah, so I wanted to make my prayer short so that I can finish it. I wasn't having a love for the God. I had Allah at that time. I didn't have a love, but I had a fear that if I will not worship him, he will send me to hell. That was the only fear I had. So let me recite those few verses. These are very important verses in every Muslim's lives. This is Surah 112. It consists of 4 verses. These say, "He is Allah, the one and only. Allah, the eternal absolute." Excuse me. "He begetteth not, nor is he begotten." I will read this verse again, this 3rd verse. "He begetteth not, nor is he begotten, and there is none like unto him." The verse 3 says that he is having no son. He begetteth not, nor he is begotten. And I read it throughout my 30 years. Excuse me. When I was 20, I went to madrasa. I started reading hadith book. These are the books how Muhammad led his life. There was a survey in 2006 that most of the Pakistani imam have not read these books. And that number is 98%. Imam mean priest. So most of Pakistani priests, like 98%, have not read these books. I read all these books next 4 years. And then what happened? I became a very, very rigid Muslim. I started having dialogues with Christians. I got a Bible, and I wanted to convert Christians to Muslims. I had many dialogues with Christians. My main theme of those dialogues was Jesus is not the Son of God. I was trying to prove that he is not the Son of God. But how did he change my life? How did he reveal it to me? I was 29 years old when I met a family and they showed their love to me. I didn't want to sit or eat with them. But at their dining table, when they started praying for meal, they prayed for me. I thought, if I have a hate for them, why they are asking blessings from their God for me? What is different? Same kind of incident happened about a week later. These things changed my mind. I didn't convert, but I thought there is something different in Bible. Why these people are loving those who are calling them infidels? Why are they showing love to them? So one morning, excuse me, Muslims are superstitious. I thought I will open Bible like this, and there will be something that will be showing that Christianity is wrong. Their God is wrong. I just wanted to prove them wrong. So I opened my Bible. And you know what chapter opened? It was 1 John. Let's read together. I would like to read few of these verses in front, with you. It was 1 John chapter 4, and I thought, let's start reading it. And I was reading these verses from verse 1. And when I was at verse 7, I felt a little bit tears in my eyes. When it was verse 10, I was crying bitterly. I didn't know why. I didn't know any meaning of that, why I'm crying. But I had tears in my eyes. Let's read from verse 7 to 10. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 to 10. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And this was manifested, the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation of our sins. I can still cry on these verses. He loved us. He is not master. He is God the Father. He sent the thing that he loved most, his Son. All those fathers and mothers and parents who are sitting here, they know how much they love their kids. They can do anything for them. They can give their lives for their kids. I have a young daughter. I can do anything for her. I can give my life to for her. But God loved us. He gave his Son for our sins. For your sins. You have not seen my life. I was one of the person who had made lots of sins in his life, who tried to convert Christian, who hated them, who didn't want to drink water if they will touch a cup, if they will touch a plate, I didn't want to touch it. But the Lord brought tears into my eyes on that morning. I didn't know what was in these verses at that time. I came to know after a few years, when I came to know that who was there who was touching my heart at that time? Who was there who was guiding and letting me know that he is the Son of God? He is God. There is none other like him. I thought I should go back and start reading Bible. Next morning, I started reading Bible from the book of Genesis. It took me 3 months altogether. After 2 months, I was totally confused. I was opening the book of Genesis, hear the answer of my questions that I was having from Quran or Hadith. I was reading any gospel, I was reading any letter, I was getting my answers. No one was there to explain to me, this is the word of God, and you should read it like this. 2 months I was totally confused. I fasted as Muslim keep fast. I prayed like Muslim prayed. And I asked, I don't know. You are the God of Jews. You are the God of Christians. Or you are the Allah of Muslims. Who you are, reveal yourself to me. I'm totally confused. I cannot see the right things in Quran, but I can see the love and everything that needed to spend a life in this Word of God. Amen. He didn't reveal himself directly to me. But it took me one more month, and I finished my whole Bible. And there wasn't anything that should stop me to accept him as the Son of God, my Savior, my Lord. Amen. I knelt down. I accepted him as my Savior, as my King, because he is the only God. And I thank for him. I really thank you, Miss Francis, today for singing this song, the love of God that he gave his Son for us. This is the story. How did I come to know that he is the Son of God? But it's not completed yet. How did you come to know that he is the Son of God? Let's read together Matthew chapter 16, verse 15. Matthew chapter 16, verse 16. It says, let's read together again, Matthew 11, verse 27. We just read it. I would like to read it again. 11, verse 27. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Then we will read together. In Matthew 16, verse 15, it says, he saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? Jesus is asking his disciple, who am I? And what did Simon Peter replied in question of Jesus Christ? In the very next verse, we see, and Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Simon Peter replied that you are the Son of living God. He said, thou art the Christ, the Messiah, the anointed one. You are the Son of living God. Do you know how Jesus responded to that? Let's read together. The verse 17 says, and Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. It was not revealed unto him by his blood, by his flesh. It wasn't revealed unto me on that day when I accepted Lord Jesus Christ that he is the Son of God. But God the Father, who was sitting there, who had planned for me before my birth to reveal himself that he is the Son of God. Even though I studied 30 years of Quran, Hadith, I was a devoted Muslim, but he has chosen me. He has chosen all of you to reveal on you that he is the Son of God. We cannot understand from our blood. We cannot understand from our whatever emotional powers we have, whatever, how much intelligent we are, we cannot understand if God doesn't want to reveal unto us. We thank God for that. Amen. He is a God who is a God of grace. Amen. His mercies always showers upon us. The person like me who was think that he is one of the person who have done lots of sins, he revealed himself on me on that day. I had tears in my eyes. His Holy Spirit was touching my heart and showing me that he is the Son of God. I don't know, many of you have heard a story of Kamal Saleem. He is a Lebanese. In 1957, he was born, and when he was 6 years old, when he was 6 years old, he joined Muslim Brotherhood. When he was 7 years old, he went to Palestine. When he was very young, his mom told him that when you will kill one Jew, your hands will be presented to Allah in heaven. And that was the motto of his life. When he spent time, his parents, they taught him the same thing. He grew up. He wanted to recruit Muslims or Christians from different parts of the world. So he decided that he will come to USA in this Bible Belt, and he will recruit some Muslims to convert Christians, and their other thing, they wanted to put Sharia law there, you can say. He came here. One day he was out recruiting some of the Muslims. He got a car wreck. One of the men came and he took him out of the car and said, "Man, it's okay. You will be fine." That's the last sound he heard before getting unconscious. Then he opened his eyes in hospital. He saw doctor standing in front of him and saying, "My son, it's okay. Everything will be all right." Next day, surgeon came and said, "My son, we will take care of you. Don't worry about anything." His neck bone was broken. They did a surgery. He stayed in hospital for a few days. And when he was going to release from hospital, the surgeon who operated him asked him, "Do you have a house?" He said, "No, I have an apartment and no one is living there." He said, "Okay, let's go to my home and I will take care of you for a few days because you cannot do anything there. You cannot walk or you cannot do any work." So he took him to his home. He started taking care of him for a few days. He got better. He started cooking at his house, and he came to know that surgeon was Jew. Isn't it amazing that how God brings people in our lives? And then he invited some other Jews and he had to cook food for those Jews also. Then, when he was feeling much better, that Jew doctor gave him an apartment key and another key of a new car and said, "You don't have a car. It was totally broken when you had wreck." He got those things and came back home. He took out his pistol and he wanted to suicide. He was so broken. "I hate those people, and those are the people who saved my life. Those are the people who loved me when I had a hate for them." He wanted to die. But something came into his mind. He changed. And then Lord changed his heart. He started reading Bible. He accepted Jesus as the Son of God. He was the person who was hating Jews, who wanted to recruit Muslims to convert those Christians towards Muslim faith. But Lord, change his heart. He has a power. Knowing Jesus is not something that happens by the mere mental or any emotional feelings. There must be a divine work. And that divine work is done by the grace of God, by His power. And that is done when we read His word. This word of God changed my heart, tender my heart. And I came to know that He is the Son of God. I still have so many Muslims. I know many Muslims here in DFW 7. I got connected with my family last week. That is a blessing for me. After 13 years, I was able to get connected with them. They have so many questions. Some of them still hate me. They don't want to talk to me. They still have many questions. And I know that there are so many other debaters you can find on YouTube who can prove that Jesus is the Son of God. I have so many things I can prove that Jesus is the Son of God. But do we need to prove it? No. We need to pray for that person. We know that God wants every soul to be saved. He doesn't want to die anyone without knowing His Son. That's why He gave His Son. He didn't give it for me only. He didn't give it for you only. He gave it for the whole world. Amen. This whole world. That's why the person like me or person like Kamal Saleem, or there are so many testimonies you will hear from Muslims who are converting in these days, accepting Lord Jesus Christ because He wants them to save. His grace, His mercy is upon them. His grace, His mercy is upon you, upon me. And we know that He is the Son of God. Is it an accident that Paul described his conversion like this in Galatians 1:16? Let's read together. Book of Galatians, chapter 1, verse 16, where Paul says, "To reveal His Son in me, that I might preach him among the heathens. Immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood." It's not an accident. There Jesus told Peter that you didn't come to know that I am the living Son, I am the Son of living God. You didn't come to know through your flesh. You didn't come to know through your blood. But the God the Father revealed unto you. Here, Paul is saying the same thing. That you didn't, I did not come to know that He is the Son of living God. Flesh and blood didn't reveal it to us. How much intelligent we are, how many books we have read. If we do not have His grace, if we do not have His mercy upon us, and if God the Father doesn't want to reveal upon us, we didn't come to know. But He wants us to come to know that He is the Son of God. So, how do you come to know that He is the Son of God? By His grace, by His mercy. We can read many books, we can get many arguments, and we can prove among Muslims, among other nations, all those nations who do not believe in Him that He is the Son of God. But we don't need to. He is a powerful God. He can prove Himself. But He always made different sources. And it would be a blessing for us if that small source would be among of us. There are so many Muslims coming in Dallas-Fort Worth area nowadays, in whole USA, as a refugees or some other ways. There are other religions coming. I have seen many Vietnamese, Thais, Buddhists are coming. Many Indians, I have met many Indians, a big community of Indians living here, and they are Hindus. For them to accept Jesus, it's okay. It's another God for them. But to believe that Jesus is the only begotten Son of God and there is no other God. God the Father has given Jesus the Son to His Son to us. We thank God for that. And I would like to encourage all of you, as Paul proclaimed Jesus the Son of God at the start of his ministry work, he had a great mission work. He went through different parts of the world. He proclaimed that Jesus is the Son of God. Why shouldn't we go and proclaim that Jesus is the Son of God? The rest, God will take care. He is having a power, and I'm a big example in front of you. And I will pray for all of you. Please stand with me. We will bow together. Father in heaven, Lord, we are so thankful for all your love, your grace, your mercy, Lord. You have given your Son to us, Lord. Even we were sinners, we were unworthy, Lord. You gave the best and precious thing so that we might be saved. No one can love us more than that, Lord. Lord, I pray today that when we go back home, Lord, we might have this boldness, this courage, Lord, that we might proclaim that you are the living God and your Son who has given us a new life, He is our Savior. Lord, I pray for all those hearts who need you, Lord. Please do not let them go without knowing you, Lord. Tender our hearts, Lord. We know you, Lord, that you are in control. You are able to do all these things in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for sending your Son for our sins, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Page 154.
Altars are open. Whoever would like to.
Jesus is tenderly calling thee home, calling today, calling today. Why from the sunshine of love wilt thou roam? Oh.
I will pray all of you that God will give you courage and boldness to proclaim that He is the Son of God. He is the Son of Living God. Thank you so very much for coming, and please pray for Pastor Turner when he will be traveling back from Sandpoint, Idaho. We are thankful for God's mercy there, and have a blessed day ahead. See you in the evening. God bless you.
Be dismissed with our chorus. Thank you, Lord. Also, the ladies' ensemble will be having practice at 4:45 instead of earlier. 4:45 for the ladies' ensemble, 5:15 for choir practice. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me so rich and free.
You're dismissed.